Here are the calls and voices of the animals of the San Diego Zoo. Wild, musical, humorous, frightening, and fascinating. Of all those sounds, here are the most unforgettable. This is the call of a gibbon ape. And these are Siamang gibbons. And when the Siamangs join the gibbons and chimpanzees in an early morning community sing at the San Diego Zoo, it wakes everybody up. The screams of the chimpanzees start the wild chorus off. Among the less musical primates at the San Diego Zoo are these squalling guinea baboons, this drill, and these spider monkeys with their excited gossip. This is the crying of Roberta, the San Diego Children's Zoo's baby orangutan. Listen carefully, and in the background, you can hear the sympathetic whimpering of her friend, 2-year-old Lucy Chimpanzee. Little gorillas cry, too. This is 2-year-old Bila. Also at the children's zoo, you might hear the complaints of a hungry baby camel. These baby deer fawn. Or this baby tar goat, who sounds much more like the fawn than he does his cousins. These baby domestic goats. Octavius, the Maasai lion cub, practices his meanest roars. And this is what Dad sounds like. A grown male Maasai lion growls over his daily meal, a 15-pound chunk of raw meat. Listen closely and you can hear his huge teeth ripping through the meat. After feeding, lions sometimes enjoy a roaring session. At the end of this series of roars, a sharp ear can pick up the squeaky little roars of 2 new cubs as they try to imitate their parents. Listen. This is the fearsome growl of the Bengal tiger. This low warning growl belongs to the Sumatran tiger. A rare sound in captivity. The Sumatran tiger calls. Ah. This, with its peculiar inhalations, is the growl of the San Diego Zoo's rare snow leopard, Tibet the Second. And this is the purring of the puma or mountain lion. A purring which he punctuates with this shrill cry. The black leopard. Notice the similarity between this growl and this growl, which belongs not to a leopard or a member of the cat family at all, but to the Indian elephant. Here it is again. More famed is the elephant for its trumpeting. And yet, its roar is one of the loudest animal calls in the world. Here's another member of the pachyderm family. Listen as 4,000 pounds of hippopotamus surfaces in its pool and issues its call. This is the mating grunt of the giant tortoise. More in keeping with other reptiles at the San Diego Zoo, the giant tortoise also hisses. As does the monitor lizard. And the American alligator. Listen carefully again, and at the end of this next fluttering hiss, you can hear the alligator's giant jaws snap shut. This is the sound a giant anteater makes when his tail is pulled. And this is the sound the capybara makes when he's pleased. And these are the sounds Ritz, the sea lion bull, makes all day long. Unlike these noisemakers at the main pool, the performers at the trained sea lion act in Wegeforth Bowl have mastered some remarkable imitations.
Come on, Mickey, let's do a motorboat. A slow one, real slow motorboat. Come on. Let's do it again. Let's do another airplane. Way up high now, and then come in for a dive. Now, way up high.
Bears are normally quiet animals. This voice, however, belongs to Harry Shudup, the noisy little Eurasian brown bear cub who's always getting lost from mother. And this he keeps up till mom shows up to help him out, usually with a motherly lecture, as she does here. The sloth bear family that lives just up the road has an even noisier child. He sounds like this. The San Diego Zoo never sleeps. And if you spent the night in Dog and Cat Canyon against a background of chirping crickets, you might hear a lonely wolf's call. Or a hyena shouting at the darkness. And sometimes, a full moon or a siren will start the entire canyon of animals calling. Wolves, coyotes, wild dogs, all joined together in a wild chorus that sounds like this. Among the calls of the many birds at the San Diego Zoo, there's the near-human cry of the peacock. The shrieking call of the saris crane. And the sharp, proud cry of the emblem of our country, the North American bald eagle. This is the ringing mating note of the bare-throated bell bird. And these are sulfur-crested and rose-crested cockatoos. Much noisier than their bigger cousin, the great pond cockatoo. When Australia's laughing jackass bird, the kookaburra, winds up for his call, it sounds like an old jalopy trying to start. But the call is worth waiting for. It sounds like this. This toco toucan sounds like a chirping frog. And this strange thumping the emu generates in its breast sounds like nothing else in the world. Here is the unusual mating call of the fairy penguin. And this is the emperor penguin. And this, the Gentoo penguin. These are the whistles of the amazing talking minor bird of India. They conclude our visit in sound to the San Diego Zoo.
Hi.
With this startling mimicry.
Hello.
Of human speech.
Are you a minor bird? Woohoo! Ha ha ha!